Take out your notepads, because in the next program, we're going to talk about some critically important things you need to do for the defense of life and for the gospel, here on Gospel of Life. This is Reverend Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. We're joined by Janet Marana, our Associate Director. Janet, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We've got some important practical things to tell our viewers to do, because we are approaching a monumentally important national election for the first Tuesday of November. We're going to be electing a president, a new Congress, and many other state and local officials who serve us in public office. We would therefore want our viewers to take out their notebooks. We want them to write down some of these concrete things, because we're going to give them practical things and also the means to carry those out. What would be our first one?
Well, the first thing is, you know, in the last 2000 cycle, we found out that too many Christians, and let's put it this way, if the people who believed in Jesus Christ just showed up and voted, that would have made even a bigger difference in the elections. So we know too many Christians listening to us right now aren't even registered to vote. So the first assignment is, register to vote. And how are they going to do that? Well, they're going to go to our website, gospeloflife.com, where we have the links to all the, there's a national forum and there are state forms, because, you know, some rules change state to state. And it's very simple. They can download the form, register to vote right now. You know, as soon as the program's over, go and do that, register to vote. But then check on your own family, your extended family, relatives, friends, your Bible study group, and make sure your extended family, like-minded voters, believers in Jesus Christ that are ready to come out and vote, are at least registered to do so.
And like you said, they ought to do that right upon the completion of this program, because in many areas, in most areas, the deadline for voter registration is about 30 days prior to the election. So now is the time to register for this election. And if you're under the required age for voting, nevertheless, if you're going to be that age on election day, then you can register even now. In anticipation of that.
Yeah, and I think it'd be nice if everyone had a goal. Well, I'm already registered to vote, but I'll tell you what. Can everyone watching this show right now promise to register just 10 people? Because if everyone makes it that assignment, search out 10 people, 10 believers in your church community who are not registered, help those people get registered. And don't forget your senior citizens, you know?
That's right. And godless, faithless people are active getting others registered to vote.
That's right.
Rock stars are doing voter registration at rock concerts, too. Nightclubs are holding voter registration with the motive of protecting some of the immoral activity that goes on there. For goodness sake, why can't the churches do the same? And they can.
That's
and there's
right.
still time to do it if we act now.
If they want to protect marriage as we know it, as Christians know it, as the Bible tells us that it's a man and a woman, well, if they want to see that protected in law in this country, this election is going to probably decide that. And so, therefore, they have got to get out there and get people registered to vote.
Secondly, we were asking people to spread the word to their friends and neighbors and to their whole community by a time-honored practice of letters to the editor. And there is still time, especially if you send in those letters to the paper via email. They appreciate that because they don't have to retype it. But sending in a letter to the editor, and we've got suggested letters, don't we, on
yes,
our
we
website
do.
At gospeloflife.com/letters. Suggested talking points, people can use that material, and also some guidance on where to go to send in the letter. This is a way of influencing hundreds, maybe thousands of people. And elections are decided very often by small margins. It's no exaggeration to say that a letter to the editor, a sustained amount of that, can sway an election. What do we do? Explain how we also have them get other people involved in the process
right.
of writing
Well, first of all,
letters.
Just to go back to letters to the editor, they have to realize that most people, they read the obituary and letters to the editor page. The other thing what they should do is get in the habit of reading that letters to the editor page every day. It almost becomes like a dialogue, because you'll notice certain questions or concerns in the community, people begin writing back and forth about them. And also pay attention to the news. Very recently, there was something about gay marriage. Well, if you're against gay marriage and you want to see traditional marriage upheld, write a letter to the editor about that. We had the Unborn Victims of Violence Act, the Lacey Conner Law. And just recently in Utah, a little while ago, another woman was attacked, killed by someone who was 5 weeks pregnant. There's another case to talk about these kind of bills and how important it is in the upcoming election. And then, okay, how can we get more people doing the letters? Well, at your Bible, if you're a good letter writer, all right, or maybe you know a few other people who believe like you do, but maybe won't write a letter. Write some sample letters, bring it to your Bible study meeting, takes a couple of minutes, show them the letters, and let them all then pick a letter that they agree with and let them sign their name to it. So someone who's like a really good writer, like I know my daughter, one of my daughters is excellent at writing letters. She got maybe 12 kids that she knew to write. You know, she wrote the letters for them, and then they all signed them and sent them in. So that's how you do it.
Right, right. We're not talking about 12 people signing the same letter,
no.
Like a form letter or a petition. We're talking about different letters that each person takes and sends in as his or her own letter. And
there's
nothing wrong with it. All you're doing is facilitating and helping your friend to put into words what they already believe and agree with and are willing to send.
And like you said, we have sample letters up on that webpage.
Exactly. gospeloflife.com/letters.
Right. Well, and then we have to talk about the pastors. You know, how can you get your pastor more involved? And at Gospel of Life, we have a whole host of materials. We have sample homilies for them,
right.
Sermons.
Right.
We even have bulletin inserts, little text boxes with pro-life messages for the election. And this way, it's no effort. If the parish secretary, she's the one who maybe helps the pastor get the bulletin together. These are camera ready. So he can just tell her, look, here's three sheets of bulletin inserts. Take one text box each week from now to the election. Put a new one in our bulletin each week. I mean, we have so many things available for the pastors to assist them to begin informing their people. First of all, the pastor from the pulpit should be telling the Christians to register to vote. He can have a voter registration Sunday at his parish and get volunteers to man the exits. I mean, if they think this isn't being done on the other side, people, like you said, godless people, they absolutely are doing it. So the Christians have to rise up and get ready to participate.
There's a lot that pastors can do, and preaching about the responsibilities of government, preaching about the responsibilities of public officials, you can do that and make it very clear to people what needs to be done without having to endorse somebody from the pulpit. Then you can have, if you have mailings going out to the members of your congregation, put in there, no matter what the mailing is about, put in there an additional reminder. Elections are coming up, first Tuesday of November. Please be sure to vote, and to vote as a Christian, as a believer.
Right. And what many pastors don't realize is that they can cite the positions of the candidates. In other words, they're not going to personally endorse, you know, the candidate as part of the church. But they can say, they can go to our website, votinginfo.org, and they can see up there the positions of the candidates, and they can make their congregation know that this candidate supports a gay marriage amendment. This candidate supports traditional family.
This candidate supports partial birth abortion, in
right.
which a child is literally half delivered and then stabbed in the back of the head with scissors
right.
and killed.
And this candidate
says, no, life should be protected.
Exactly. They,
you know, one of the things we have in this election is a very, very stark difference.
Right.
On these fundamental moral issues. There's not a gray area here. It's not black and white. We've got candidates and parties that are absolutely diametrically opposed on these things. So it's very, very clear choice.
And like we've said, I know before, these issues are part of the Ten Commandments. These are biblical issues. This is not like an issue that you can either say, oh, I agree, I don't agree on.
Right.
These are fundamental issues for Christians.
Well, then again, the website that people have to write down is votinginfo.org. And as you're saying, now we've had attorneys, experts in church, state relations and tax law look at this, and they have told us this is perfectly legally okay for churches to promote and publicize this website, because the website just gives the positions of the candidates.
Right.
It's public information, publicly available. It can be communicated through the churches.
Matter of fact, they could download that guide, that candidate
yes.
comparison, and they can distribute it right into their church.
Right in the church.
It's
now,
perfectly legal.
Absolutely. And no church has lost its tax-exempt status for distributing voter guides.
That's
none,
correct.
Ever,
none, ever.
Ever.
You know, and to bring out that point, we had a legal symposium held that we have a booklet that shows legal opinions from several experts about this very issue.
The best experts in the nation.
That's right, which will make pastors at ease about how much they really can do. First of all, they can let people in their parking lots to distribute voter guides. They can let people even put those guides in the literature racks of their parish. They can let people on the sidewalks and the plaza outside their church doing all this. They can have voter registration Sundays. I mean, the list goes on and on. And I really tell people listening right now, contact us at Gospel of Life. We will send them that Legal Symposium booklet to present to their pastor, because, you know, they can present themselves to the pastor that, look, we'll help do these activities, pastor. We'll get the information. Because, you know, very often, it's not that a pastor doesn't want to do it. He gets very overwhelmed about, well, how am I going to fit this into my schedule?
Yes,
you know?
And there's another thing we should warn the pastors about. There are going to be some communications likely coming to them during these very days from groups that are opposed to having the church say anything when it comes to public policy and elections, trying to convince these pastors that somehow they're going to be in big legal trouble if they say anything at all about the elections or about the issues that are being debated by the candidates. That is not true, and they should disregard and ignore those letters, no matter how official or expert they seem to be.
That's right. That's why if they get that
legal symposium
booklet from us, give it to your pastor and say to your pastor, you know what? Ignore these any like scare tactic letters. That's what the other side is trying to do, is scare the ministers into silence.
That's right.
You know?
On another topic, one of the things parishes can do is to engage their people in study and discussion groups. Now, the Roman Catholic bishops have issued a document. They issued it back in 1998 called Living the Gospel of Life. And it is a beautiful document really for all Christians and for all citizens, because it talks about our biblical responsibility to shape public policy by electing our leaders, and that the first loyalty we have is to Jesus Christ. It's okay to belong to a political party, but it's not okay to make your loyalty to the political party greater than your loyalty to Jesus Christ and to his teachings. The document spells this out in a beautiful way. It takes to task the public officials who are pro-abortion. It lays out the fact that the right to life is the most fundamental issue of all. We're not saying that the right to life is the only issue, but neither are we saying that the foundation of the house is the only part of the house. If you don't have the foundation, all the rest of it collapses. This document, we have prepared a study guide to lead people through it, step by step, discussion questions, further reading, reflections, and we'll be glad to send this document. In fact, the document is online on our website. Again, you'll find at gospeloflife.com all this information. So a person can study the document online, or they can order it from us and have a discussion group in their church.
Right. And we'll also send them extra copies of the document itself for that study group.
Exactly.
And what they have to think about, too, is this is something they can do without the permission of a minister or a pastor. You know, you have a group of friends who want to come over. You can have them over your home.
In your home.
You know, one night a week, and go through this study guide on your own. You don't need to find an already existing group and try to say to them, oh, can we do this?
Right.
You're an American citizen. You could do it in your home and gather people together. You know, that's what we need. Some people taking on some leadership here.
That's right. Well, using the internet is another very effective way of influencing people for the election, isn't it? And what do we recommend along those lines?
Well, first of all, we recommend chat rooms and discussion groups where people can get in and begin talking about the life issue being the most important issue. You know, once they've done, they begin to get into things like the study guide and study the position on the candidates, they can get into these discussion groups and really expose the candidates for where they stand and get a dialogue going and say, do you know that this candidate voted against the Lacey-Conner bill? And isn't that, don't you understand what this means? And do you see how extreme this candidate is on being for abortion?
You know,
so
think
on.
About it this way. When you read the Acts of the Apostles, you see how Paul and the others would go into the public places where the people would traditionally gather and have their philosophical discussions all day long. And Paul and the Apostles went in there and said, well, since you guys are talking about all these things, let us tell you about the true God, right?
That's right.
Well, where are the places people are gathering today to have their philosophical discussions? The internet.
That's right.
Chat rooms on the internet. Get in there. Christians have to get in and give them the information and also tell them what candidates stand for and who they should vote for.
That's right. And then point them to maybe the Gospel Life website where they can challenge them to get more information about the very things we're talking about here.
Well, deeply connected with, of course, browsing the internet is, of course, the sending of emails.
That's right.
Everyone who has email has some kind of addresses to which they send emails.
That's right.
What we're asking our viewers to do here as another action item is email your list starting now. Urge them to look at the candidates, to learn about it, and to register to vote, and to get them then to actually vote. You can influence so many people in this way.
That's right. You know, what they can do is they can create a footer that can go out on every outgoing email message that they send from now to the election.
Automatically.
And they can have just two or three little points, like first, ask the question, are you registered to vote? If not, give them the link up to our site where they get the information. Two, do you know about the candidates? Mm-hmm. Challenge them here and then give them the link.
Votinginfo.org.
That's right. And then three, make sure to vote on November 2nd or request an absentee ballot. And have that on every email you send out, no matter what the topic of the email is. But if you create that footer, you can really influence a lot of people.
Yes. Now, another area that we're encouraging people to do, and this is another type of activity now, which is much older than sending emails, and that's literature distribution.
That's right.
Lit drops, as they're called. Literally going out into the public places, onto the sidewalk, door to door, or into parking lots, as you mentioned briefly before, with a piece of literature in your hand that will help persuade a person about the issues or about the candidates, and putting that, either offering it to people as they're passing by, if you're in a place where there are pedestrians, or putting it under the car windshield, under the windshield wiper, or putting it on the doors of your the houses in your neighborhood. These activities are perfectly legal.
Absolutely.
People now, the people might not be comfortable doing them at first if you've never done them before, but I'll tell you, if you've never done them before and then you start doing them, it is also very exhilarating. It is exciting. You'll love it. And once you get over that initial inertia, this is a marvelous activity for youth groups.
That's right. And, you know, I recommend doing it with someone because that also gives you encouragement.
Well, you should all, even biblically, two by two.
Two by
at
two.
Least. Yes.
That's right. It's a biblical connotation. And then they might ask, well, you know, gee, where do we get the literature? Well, there's a couple ideas. First of all, we mentioned votoinfo.org. You can just download that little vote, that comparison of the candidates, and you could begin passing that out. If you've done the research of the candidates in your community from presidential all the way down to maybe county clerk or whatever, the judges or whatever,
all important.
You know, you can really create your own voter guide, even just to give out to your neighbors. You can say, I'm a Christian in your neighborhood. I've researched. Here are the biblical candidates,
right.
And you can distribute that. Or there are national groups you can contact to get literature. Or, in fact, you can contact the campaign of those pro-life candidates. They will be delighted to know that you're willing to show up down at their campaign headquarters in your town. They will literally give you literature to distribute.
Well, also, if you go on gospeloflife.com, we have there, as you know, a link there for volunteers. You can go there, indicate that you want to distribute literature. You can also indicate that you want to take part in any of these other activities. And we will get back to you with the contact person nearest to where you live who is organizing these lit drops. We are interested in channeling our viewers to connect with those people that are going to help them to do this. So, gospeloflife.com, all the information is there that you need.
The other thing, too, you know, they need to volunteer for these pro-life Christian candidates, you know, that once they've done the research, show up at the campaign headquarters and offer yourself as a volunteer. Very often they need mailings done in the weeks before the election. But then there's the 72-hour rule where they'll need people to man phone banks and do all sorts of activities to help get out the vote for those candidates.
Literature distribution is extremely effective. You know, there's been studies about how in the areas where this is done, it can influence the election by as much as 7 points.
That's right.
So it is very effective activity. Now, let's talk about another area, which is called early voting, or absentee voting. Most people are familiar with that idea. If you're going to be out of state, or if you're in college, or if you're in the military, or if you are incapable of going to the polling places, you can request an absentee ballot according to the laws of your state and mail in your choice, your selection for candidate. However, it's not always necessary to have a reason why you can't show up at the polling place. You, in many states, have these laws. We have the information up on our website, gospeloflife.com. But in so many states, you can just vote early because you want to. Tell us about the benefit of that.
Well, first of all, you don't know what can happen between now and election day. And very often you might say, oh, well, I'm not going on a business trip, or I have no plans. Oh, I'm going to be able to go to the polls. But you never know. You wake up that morning, you could wake up and really not feel good. Or suddenly, unfortunately, a relative could pass away and you get called out of town. Now you're not going to be around to vote.
Your car breaks down.
Or you're a mother and you have young children and they all wake up sick that day. And you say, oh, well, now I can't get out to vote because the kids are sick. I mean, if you think there might be anything that might get in your way, don't wait for that to happen. request that absentee ballot. And also, too, I have to say, don't forget your homebound senior citizens, people who you know can't get to the polls. Help them. Request an absentee ballot for them and maybe talk to them about the ballot and help them fill out the ballot. Very often, some of our elderly senior citizens, maybe their eyesight's failing and they can't read the form that well. I mean, there's so many people that you can reach out and help with that early voting and absentee voting.
I really love the concept of early voting. I mean, when you think about it, if you put off to tomorrow what you can do today, then unforeseen things happen tomorrow that prevent you from doing it then also.
That's right.
If you have the opportunity, do it today, do it, and get others to do it. Again, the deadlines, the requirements of each state, when early voting begins, when it ends, are on our website, gospeloflife.com.
Right.
And that brings us to a consideration of Election Day itself.
Right.
What kind of things should our viewers be getting ready to do on that first Tuesday of November?
Well, first of all, if you have the type of job that you have maybe an extra vacation day or you can swap a shift, your shift or something, you should clear your calendar on Election Day and be prepared to volunteer to do simple things like, first of all, take people to the polls. Very often there are people who want to get there to vote and, they're, like you said, the car breaks down or they don't drive and so on. So you could actually be a shuttle service of taking people to and from the polls. You can also make phone calls of your own immediate friends. You know, if you've already done early voting or you got up first thing in the morning, you've gone to the poll, you've come back home, take out your phone book and just start calling all your church friends one by one down the list and remind them, have you voted today? Oh, good, great, okay, go to the next person and call and keep calling until the polls close.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, when Election Day comes, it's not the day to relax and say, well, you know, even if you've done things for the election, well, okay, now I did what I had to do, now just have to pray now. Right. Well, yes, we have to pray always, but keep busy on Election Day, and that's the day. To call people and say, come on, email them and say, let's go, get out to the polls.
You know, it's also that you said pray. That's something important we should be doing from right this moment, right now. People should be immediately praying that God will have mercy on this nation once again and elect a pro-life president and elect a more pro-life Senate and House of Representatives. We really need people out there, prayer and fasting, because we know that's the underpinning of all these ideas that we've suggested. We really need a prayer team, prayer warriors out there. It's the prayer and action that's going to bring and get the job accomplished.
Well, we do have a national prayer campaign going, and again, people can sign up for this prayer campaign at our website, gospeloflife.com. And it's a marvelous. Obviously, we're mandated biblically to pray for our leaders and to pray for those who seek leadership. And who seek our vote. So we ask people to come and sign up for that, committing certain hours of prayer that our nation will take the right path in this year's election. Now, on Election Day itself, what matters also is not only that people cast their ballots, but that the ballots be properly counted and in a fair way. And one of the activities that helps to ensure fair elections is what's called poll watching. People, ordinary citizens, can volunteer that day to be at the polling places to make sure that everything is being done properly. People have the right identification as required, or people are signing up just once and not twice. You know, it's amazing how many instances there are of voter fraud, of ballot machines that are counting more votes than there were people who voted. Some people, you know, when it comes down to the wire with elections, they care more about power than about principle, and it's not beyond some candidates or parties to start playing around in unfair and immoral ways to try to influence the vote. So if a person wants to be a poll watcher, and you'll get some certain basic training on this, mm-hmm. call your county board of elections or political party of your choice and tell them that that's what you want to do.
That's right, and that's what we need. We need Christians at these polls doing that poll watching, because like you said, you know, the other side, they're doing these steps. People, the godless people, they've got all the strategy lined up. But the Christians now, we have to participate. Mm-hmm. And it's very important for poll watchers to make themselves available.
And finally, people should become as active and vocal and supportive as possible for the candidate of their choice.
Right.
Donate to the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteer for the campaign. And what are some of the ways people can actually trumpet their support for a particular person?
Well, first of all, that you can get, most campaigns have yard signs. Put a yard sign right outside your house or your place of business.
Yeah, do it from now.
Do it from now. Make people aware that, hey, I've researched this candidate. This is a good, person that respects biblical issues. I want you to vote for this candidate. But then start talking about the candidate. Mention the candidate's name in your Bible circles, in Sunday services, when we have fellowship after service. That's the time to start talking about these issues. You don't wait till a couple of days before voting to say, well, let's start talking about candidates. It's from this moment on. And you want to start talking to people one-on-one. And don't be ashamed. You've got to name all the different candidates. And don't forget, not just the presidential candidates, but talk about your local elections. Talk about the local judges. Because very often, how do people start? They start in the local scene, they get elected, and they gradually move up. So they really have to not be afraid to endorse candidates among their friends.
And aside from the yard signs, you got the bumper stickers.
That's right.
The static stickers, envelope stickers.
Envelope stickers.
Right. The campaigns, either the campaigns would have these things for you or make them yourself.
That's right. But most campaigns, they have tons of this material, and they're more than happy to get it out to you. And, if you request a yard sign, why don't you request 6 or 7 of them and offer to give them to your neighbors
people
who also agree
right,
with you.
Exactly. Pins and buttons are very helpful here, too, and because people see them, and it's a good conversation starter.
Right. I really think, Father, you might want to give us a final reflection on, biblically, what are we being asked to do here as Christians? Aren't there quotes there in the Bible that would tell us
commanding
us?
Well, we're being asked, it's the Great Commission. Go and make disciples of all nations and teach them to carry out everything I have commanded you. Let's share with our viewers for a moment on that. Brothers and sisters, we're asking you very simply to take up the part that the Lord Jesus himself assigns to you. If we're going to have all nations carry out his teachings, well, then part of making that happen means electing leaders who will enact policies that reflect those teachings, policies that will protect innocent human life, policies that will preserve God's plan for marriage and the family, policies that will secure a land of justice. So I want to thank you. Get those notes going. Get active as soon as this program ends. Now it's your time to act. God has put you here for a reason. Let's not sit out this election. Let's make it work for the advancement of the kingdom of God. God bless you.
I'm Dr. Paul Shank, Executive Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Father Frank Pavone, Janet Moran, and I want to personally invite you to be a strategic part of this new, exciting, and challenging work. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The objective of Gospel of Life Ministries is to reach out to Christians of all denominations and churches and bring them together in practical ways to proclaim the Gospel of Life and to build a culture of life. If you are a committed Christian, a pastor, Sunday school teacher, church leader, pro-life volunteer, if you have a burden to see believers cooperate together, we'd like to hear from you. To obtain our resources, contact us at Gospel of Life Ministries, P.O. Box 60038, Staten Island, New York, 10306. Call us at 718-980-4400 and visit us at www.gospelofliferadio.net.